The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del. I got this mic fixed, Del. How about that? AD finally came through. Been without a mic for how long? Way to go, AD. AD coming through. What's up, boys? What you been doing? Are you guys... You should have heard before this show how excited these guys are about James Harden, his jersey being retired. I mean, the
big news, man. I was really worried that the guy who put a fang in your booty, basically, on the way out of town with his fake fat suit or whatever he did, you know, James just did whatever he wanted to you. And after you did everything you wanted for James and it helped to disintegrate the team and the core and the base, and your ability to be competitive. After all that, offer a max, super max, super max, early extensions, all that stuff. You have to get out in front of this just in case somebody doesn't think you're going to retire his jersey. So the Houston Chronicle had an article about the Rockets retiring James's jersey, I guess at some point, not, you know, presumably not right now, today, but
it's not going to be today that they retire
his jersey. Me and Dell are on the same page here. Why in the world are you putting out like some kind of a girlfriend or a boyfriend who wants to show their old girlfriend or boyfriend how much they still care about him? Like, I just want to let you know, I feel like a piece of me will always love you.
I wish you all the happiness in the world as you move forward.
I really just want you to be happy.
F out of here, Rockets.
I mean, you know what? Great. Retire his jersey at some point. Do it when his career is over. Talk about it late in his career. You don't have to do it now like a jilted lover. You got to worry about putting a competitor. You've lost like 30 in a row by double digits. Well, you're about to get beat by 100.
The only good news they have is that
that's
James
not good
is
news.
Back and you're gonna, they're going to
retire. And he's
going to
embarrass you by face bleeping you also.
Well, but
yeah.
But everybody.
Here's James. Smashing you in the face. You got to make sure you get his jersey up in the Raptors as fast as possible. It was disgusting. That irritated me so bad last night.
Why is that?
It's embarrassing.
Ballard sent that to me. He goes, look at this.
What? It's an embarrassing display.
What? It was embarrassing. It made me mad last night. Like 9:30 or 9:45 I saw.
I knew it. This, I told you the day after he got traded.
Great. It didn't mean you have to talk about it now.
Listen, I called Tillman. Because I texted him. I said, now will you come on the show? Because he's been laying low. He doesn't want to do any interviews. He
still doesn't, apparently.
He still doesn't. No. He said, he told me, you'll be the first one that I do, but you will not hear me on another radio station or television station. You will be the first one that I do. So when James got traded that day, I texted him. I said, okay, you want to come on now? And he goes, no, call me. He said, I just want to stay behind the scenes. I feel good about it. Everybody feels good about it. Everybody staying behind the scenes. But ask me anything you want. And one of the questions I said was, how pissed are you? Are you going to retire his jersey? You think you'll still retire his jersey? He goes, man, all this stuff, in time, nobody's going to work. You know what? We love James. We do. James walked out. I told you, James walked out the door and said, I want to come back and play here.
I don't doubt any of that stuff. Yeah. It doesn't mean you announce before the All-Star break that you're going to retire James's jersey when he's
What's the difference?
Of a Supermax. Because you look pathetic. That's the difference.
I don't understand that.
You don't understand it? He literally forced his way out of town, and you can't wait to say that you're – and pissed a lot of fans off, and you just can't – and by the way, his demands, he ran the team.
Yeah.
And you want to – you got to say that right away that you're going to retire his jersey. Well, but you don't see how it looks like James literally has control of you in some kind of weird, you know, Heaven's Gate documentary or something?
Some kind of Cal Easterby thing?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, seriously, all they're doing is James says, I want this guy. No, I don't want him. I want him. Daryl does everything he wants. The Rockets do everything he wants. Then he wants his way out of town. He acts like a creep to his own teammates. His own teammates are upset about it. He's running around at parties with no masks on, trying to embarrass his way out of town. And then before the season is literally halfway through, you can't wait to get out there that you're going to retire his jersey when he probably has 7 more years of basketball to go. Who announces you're retiring a guy's jersey when he's probably got at least 7 years of basketball to go?
Well, I think it was question asked and answered. Like he answered me. He's like, yeah.
That's off the but you're off. That's a behind the scenes question. Just like we were talking about, like we off the air. You can answer that, Dell, by just saying we're focused on our team right now.
But I don't understand. You know that was going to happen. He was 8 years here, one of the best players in the NBA, MVP, MVP runner-up, MVP top five.
I know he knew it. So
you
why
know he's going
to So why does there need
why
to be an article about
so
it?
Much?
Because you look pathetic.
I don't think it looks
pathetic. It looks absolutely terrible. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment just like the Texans are. The Rockets right now, I thought that was a total embarrassment.
Really?
I'll bet you you're in the minority here. If we had people call in, because a lot of people probably don't even know about it. It popped up on the Chronicle last night. That's embarrassing that a guy who's not even at the end of his career. No, he's in the middle of his career, and you're talking about retirement.
Okay,
tell me another time it's happened ever.
Let me ask you a question, though. Is it in any way, shape, or form surprising to you?
When they do the
jersey retirement ceremony, or if when they would have announced it, if they announced it in 10 years, we're going to retire James Jersey, would that in any way, shape, or form be surprising to you?
No.
Okay. So why does it bother you that it's
because he's in the middle of his career. Name another time this has ever happened, ever in history.
Well,
in any sport.
Well, listen, when Magic Johnson was playing for the LA Lakers, when Michael Jordan was playing for the Bulls, when Will Chamberlain was playing, when all of these guys are playing, you know they're Hall of Famers, and you know their jerseys are going to be.
Did Magic Johnson come into a season fat and alienate everyone in the organization, except, I guess, for the owner and the general manager, and tell the world, hey, this team's not good enough, I want to leave? Yeah. Did he do any of that?
Did he ever get traded? Are any of the guys you talked about, did they get themselves traded out of town?
But he did that, and he still was going to get his jersey retired.
I did, but that's, John, that's but our he, point.
That's right.
It's not that he's a great player. We know that. You just got your way out of town. You just took all of your moves that you demanded help screw the Rockets. This whole John Wall, no draft pick crap was because James can't have Chris Paul anymore. He ran the team into the ground along with Daryl Morey, and then now you have to mention, then say something about Daryl Morey. Then while you're at it, just talk about how Daryl's going on your wall of honor, a new wall of honor that's going to be called the Daryl Morey Wall of Honor. I mean, he just got himself out of town. He literally forced his way out of town. I've never heard of that in my entire life, someone forcing their way out of town, and we can't wait to talk about how you're
even the Raptors. The Raptors had no basketball history, and they held a grudge longer than the Rockets did with Vince Carter. Vince Carter was supposed to be the one who took that team to another level. He eventually decided, you know what, I don't want to be here. I'm going to stop trying. They eventually had to trade him to the Nets, and he went on to have some success with the Nets. The Raptors waited 5 to 6 years before they welcomed him back. Well, it wasn't like this thing where
welcomed him back, and then you knew they were
But why are you bending over immediately?
Right now, bend the knee.
What is
like?
The
how about you worry
difference?
About every? It looks like you're still run like it's James Harden.
Regardless.
Well, then give him his gift. Do some of this under a table. Then, I mean, I'm for real here. You can wait. How about you wait 4 years?
How about you wait until the contract you signed him for is up?
Yeah.
They
got out of
it. Listen, I just knew it was inevitable anyway.
We all knew it was inevitable. It's just
it's inevitable. It doesn't need to be announced in the middle when your team is on an 11 or 12 game losing streak and you've got a bunch of scrubs on your team. And the fans still have a salty taste in their mouth about what James did. It doesn't make any – it really honestly doesn't make
it's
sense.
It's unprecedented.
It is unprecedented. And there's a difference between
– You know what? When things are unprecedented – means it has to happen for a first time. And you know what happened? It happened for the first time.
You know, and Deshaun, what he's doing is unprecedented too. Is that great? Does that feel good? What Deshaun is doing is unprecedented too. Does it feel good?
What Deshaun is doing? It feels great.
I tell you what, I'd like them to come out and do today.
If
they're going
to
retire
Cal
jersey.
Selling a team, then you know what?
I think Cal.
Can the Texans announce that Watson's jersey is going to be retired too?
They should.
Can they do that too?
They should.
No.
Why not?
Deshaun didn't do. You can't compare what Deshaun did here to what James did.
They both got championships. I would retire Deshaun's jersey today.
I would do
JJ
that too.
Just left.
Beat them to
it. JJ's jersey is going to be retired.
Yes.
Yeah.
JJ, but you know what?
Worked his way out of here.
JJ. No, he didn't.
JJ was a salary cap cut. They were going to get rid of J.J.'s salary.
No, they could have traded J.J. But you know what they said?
They were going
J.J.,
to.
You're such a pain in the ass.
They were getting rid of.
Not how it went down.
Okay. Now he's just really trying too hard.
That's not how it went down.
J.J., you didn't raise any money for the city this
J.J.'s
year.
J.J.'s got a two-year contract. James Harden literally will keep playing basketball for another 6 years. I remember all those coaches J.J. got rid of and all those players J.J. forced the Texans to bring in, too. When J.J. said, ugh, I can't play with Davion anymore. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
That was okay. Actually J.J. Hard. Behind the scenes.
Okay, we got one. This is it. This is the defining. I'm with J.G. We knew this was going to happen. It wasn't an announcement. Someone asked a question.
No one's listening to Art.
And a paper printed it. That's it. That's it. That's what happened.
You know what? Wait a minute.
Let's make a major announcement.
Tillman was fine staying behind the scenes, but he needed to come out before James got here and let everyone know, yes, we'll retire. James, why didn't you say that's not something I'm talking about? Why not answer the question? Wasn't he allowed not to answer the question?
No, he has to answer. Are you kidding? Jonathan Fagan. Have you ever been interrogated by Jonathan Fagan?
No, I have not.
Okay. The Rockets are James Harden's B.A. Going to slap him around tonight, pound that. Of course he is going to, Jose.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's going to do all that. Yes, he's going to beat their ass tonight. Yes, okay. James Harden. Okay, no, go ahead. Take the Rockets tonight. See how that works out for you. Let's see what that line is, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Got to see what that line is.
How about that?
So, I'm just not.
It's obvious James still.
This is something. It's like, oh, my God.
Listen,
you know what? J.J.'s number is going to be retired.
Do what the Bogwan
says.
That's
not the same thing.
You guys you're under the Bogwan's control, too. Bogwan Harden is in control, and you're going to keep coming back to him. It's obvious. Jason says it's obvious. James still has control. He said, I won't play against you unless you retire my jersey. Maybe he did. You want me to sell tickets? Retire my jersey.
No, he didn't say anything like that. It was asked and answered, and it was.
It didn't have to be answered.
Like, it was something that y'all knew was going
to
happen anyway.
It didn't have to be answered now.
No, I'm
it was
so
unnecessary.
Upset. They're going to retire James Harden's jersey.
I'm not upset.
Rockets are James Harden's bitch.
We'll see.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
They are.
Rockets look like. You didn't read this one.
They are.
It's more than embarrassing.
I'm upset.
I'm just showing you. You're one of the only ones. This guy. It's more than embarrassing. The Rockets look like a cuck. I don't want to be associated with them after this. Chris. Okay, well, that's what we've got so far. Waiting to hear from other people.
Announcing the retirement of James Jersey right now is like the guy in the corner making the other guy's Boost Mobile payment during the act. That's it's what?
Is Greg Abbott's jersey getting retired?
James is in town tonight.
No.
He
no,
and
Art,
Tillman
no.
can hug. You know what? It'll be great. So no hard feelings.
Thank
go,
God,
James.
Yeah.
Now pick our ass.
Thank God Tillman and James
Thank God they
hug.
Got rid of. This is why they got rid of Boogie Cousins. They had to do it before the Nets came to town.
That's right. Because we didn't want any
hugs. We got to cut Boogie because James might get slapped in the face.
Well, and we don't want when the Nets play the Wizards, we don't want any, you know, and when they play the Suns. We got to make sure. I don't know. Maybe the league is going to step in and say, Chris Paul, you can't play tonight because James is on the court. I don't know how it's going to work out. All I know is James's jersey was going to be retired regardless mm-hmm. of what you guys
And timing matters, and this was unnecessary. Yeah.
It
didn't need to happen yesterday.
The guy who literally just controlled
inevitable.
You. He controlled you since 2012, and he's still controlling you.
713 ESPN.
Hey, you're going to make this about me this week, right?
Hey, make me feel good.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How do you feel about Miles Straw now as the leadoff hitter?
Same.
3-for-4 so far.
That's great.
Yeah. 3-for-4 so far.
Congratulations.
With a stolen base. Okay. So
I hope he keeps it up.
Yeah. No. He could hit 750 this year. You don't know. I mean, he's on fire. Miles Straw. Yeah. Love it and live it. Maybe they'll retire his. Maybe if he goes 5 for 6 in this spring,
retire his.
Maybe they'll retire his jersey.
Jay said, Jay asked when the next step on James's retirement from the Rockets tour is, and then also the next stop. And he said, it'll be so nice when James has his jersey retired and he looks up those banners that he helped to deliver to the city. Oh, that's not Tyler, the whole retiring jersey part isn't what's the issue. It was obviously going to happen. It's the timing of it. Middle of a season, a few months after he forced his way out of town, is way too soon and a bad look. That's my whole point. It's just way, I don't know. But to the other, obviously you guys can call in about that if you want to, 713-780-3776. But Astro Spring, did you see where Garrett Richards the other day, they had a, there's a new spring rule where, and I'm all for this, by the way, for creating whatever rules, I don't care. Where after a pitcher has 20 pitches, you can call the whole inning. If a pitcher gets past 20, you can shut it down. And then go move on to the next. Like, no matter how many runners are on, how many runs have been scored. Did you know there was that rule in spring?
No.
Yeah, it was activated the other day where, and then Richards came back and had a 1-2-3 inning the next inning. But he had pitched over 20 innings, wasn't locating his pitches. And they just said, yeah, over 20 pitches. And they just shut it down. They said, okay, we're shutting this inning down. Once it got to 23 pitches. And they said, okay, done. And the other team doesn't get their runs or whatever. Whoever's on base is on base. But it's about trying to, it's the same way you hear about players.
Along. Yeah.
It's the same way you hear about pitchers working on certain pitches and things like that. So, I mean, I'm fine with it. Yeah. I'm fine with anything that makes more sense for the end goal, which is trying to get better or help yourself get ready for the season.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all you're doing there. Those games don't count. Nobody cares. This is really, really interesting. Pro Football Focus, who you follow religiously, and believe in all of their stats.
I like the stats. I don't like the grades.
The grades. Well,
some grades.
Pro Football Focus has the top 50 NFL draft prospects since 2015. Their top draft prospect graded out is, since 2015, is Trevor Lawrence.
Of all prospects?
Since 2015.
And how do they? That just means he's the highest.
He earned a career best 91.2 overall grade in 2020 despite playing the worst receiving group and offensive line of his career. Okay. Number two is Joe Burrow.
By the way, his worst receiving group included two guys that are going to get drafted in Cornell Powell and also Amari Rodgers.
Yeah, but he's had some.
Well, just his worst. His worst.
How did he do
Sam
it?
Darnold's got it worse right now in New Jersey with the Nets.
How do you do it? Number two is Joe Burrow.
Okay.
That's the second best. Number three.
Oh, with their college grades.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Their
best prospects.
College quarterbacks have the highest grades, yeah.
They're number three.
I don't know. Zach Wilson.
Number four, Baker Mayfield.
So are we seeing a trend here?
Number five, Justin Fields.
Yeah, I think, boy, this is.
Number six, Jameis Winston. Seven, Kyler Murray. Marcus Mariota is eight. Darnold is
nine. This the Heisman Trophy?
I would have never let this article get out if I were Pro Football. Did Pro Football Focus put this article out?
Number 10 is Tua. Number 11 is Chase Young.
Did somebody put this out to embarrass them?
No, this is them putting it out.
Are you sure?
Number 11 is Chase Young. Number 12 is Myles Garrett.
Uh-huh.
Number 13 is Penei Sewell.
So Zach Wilson.
Joey Bosa is 14.
Zach Wilson rated higher than Myles Garrett?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, way higher. No.
Obviously.
Zach Wilson, who.
Did you see what he did to Texas State this year?
You mean when he actually saw a competent defense in Coastal Carolina, he looked mortal? That Zach Wilson?
I noticed you skipped out on talking about what he did to Houston.
Oh, I did.
You talk about that.
You mean that game where he.
I was there.
Where he actually wasn't great for three quarters?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he killed it in
the fourth. Yes.
Yeah. You like to skip out on the fourth quarter against a team with a losing record. You like to skip out on what he did to Troy. I noticed you didn't say that.
I didn't.
You didn't say what he did to Texas State, you know?
No.
Keep it real quiet.
Jalen Ramsey was 21st.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are scrubs.
Yeah.
It's the Zach Wilson, Justin Fields show as far as
Quentin Nelson, 25th.
25th. And where was Marcus Mariota again?
Marcus Mariota's 8th.
Cool. Yeah. Jameis
6th or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Somewhere. So
Devontae Smith 34th.
like it. I like it.
So the two,
now do you
Kyle Pitts 35th.
Now do you see why people have a problem with their grades?
Oof.
Yes or no? This is making the point.
This
for me.
Is so. If I'm the editor, or
I would never let this out.
No, this we can't put this out. We can't tell anyone that we've got Zach Wilson as our third best prospect
of the last 6 years.
Yeah. Quentin Nelson, who's made the All-Pro team 3 times, is rated worse than the likes of Jameis and Marcus Mariota.
Yeah,
coming out.
I understand that, but
worse than Maurice Hurst, worse than Micah Parsons.
Now, do you see why we have some problems with their grades?
I guess. Wow, that is the dumbest list ever.
Okay, thank you. Now you maybe can. I like the stats, the grades. There are times where their grades are. I look at the grades for all of them because it's tied to my tape. Like what I look up is not grade stuff. I look up drops. I look up contested catches. You know, things like that, which they track, which is very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
The grade stuff. Sometime I'll look, and I was looking at this guy Trey Ragus yesterday from Louisiana Lafayette. And he's a running back, and his pass protection grade is really low. Well, it's low. And so I'm watching all his pass pro stuff. It's not that bad. Like, it's okay. It was not terrible. It's definitely projectable that, yeah, they didn't have him do it a lot, but he's 225 pounds, and he can do it. Like, I don't understand how they even come up with some of their grades. It's really
no, it's
really unbelievable.
It's really
different. And it shows how you can't trust. That's why they're when you look at their grades and when they try to use exclusively their grades to make NFL projections and stuff, it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad because they're not apples to apples.
No, no, no. Everyone bitching about Abbott but failed to see the bigger picture. He opened up Texas for James Harden. He plays in Houston tonight. Strip clubs can welcome James with open legs.
He's not allowed to
arms.
I think he wrote open legs for a reason.
I think he meant rock and rod. That is unacceptable.
I mean, it works in two ways if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Abbott and strippers.
Yeah, speaking of which, Dr. Joanna Ellis, I can't do that one.
There's not even a way.
No, there's
that
no
you
way
can
to
possibly
say that. There's no way. Can
you? You want to do it on Twitch?
Jason says.
In the next break, you want to do it on Twitch?
It in the break.
Okay, y'all better go to Twitch right now. Tell people how to get there.
Go to twitch.com. Can you?
Well,
go ahead, Dale.
You can simply search ESPN 975 Twitch, and the first link you can click on that and watch the two gentlemen on Twitch.
Yeah,
and then. Leave
we'll
comments as well.
This
is
something we can't.
Is.
Yeah, we can't possibly say
air.
This on the air.
Can you please explain to your audience that James Harden's jersey is not getting retired tonight or during the season or anytime soon, please? Yes, that is the case. That is simply the case. It was just asked and answered and written in a newspaper that really doesn't exist, the newspaper.
Yeah, the Houston Chronicle exists.
Well, not as a newspaper.
No, it's still a newspaper.
Well, how many? Okay, more website or newspaper?
Well, sure, but they like to call themselves a newspaper.
Know. Yeah, this is Cal in the back seat of his limo.
That was from yesterday, I know, and he's got one of those
baby driving wheels. Stop! What is wrong with everyone? Okay.
Well, I don't know. They may have listened to the entire show yesterday where Lance said every time Cal sees any type of vehicle, he's making noises, even though it's not moving.
Like a boat?
Shifting.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, maybe that's what's wrong with people. The example set.
Mm-hmm.
Does he hit his brakes, too?
I like this. Christian Javier now has a chain that says El Reptil.
Yes, he's
his
the reptile.
Nickname. He's the reptile.
He's the reptile. El Reptil.
Who was that guy with the face that was the pitcher?
Ezekiel Elliott? Zeke Estacio?
Was it Estacio? Ezekiel. And
Wasn't it Estacio? Something like that?
Ugh. I remember. We were sitting around in bags.
Hold on. What was his name? Because I loved him.
Zeke, yeah. He really had a skin problem, some kind of skin problem. But it was.
Yeah, Ezekiel Estacio.
Ezekiel Estacio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a real, real face. I mean, skin problem. One time, Bax goes, got a face only a mother could love. And that was kind of true. That was pretty true. Anyway, the El Reptil. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got to bring reptiles out to the ballpark, everybody.
So what were you trying to say?
100% of the people can go now, just so you know. Ooh. Let's go.
So Greg Abbott put that out there. I don't see any owners just saying, all right, we're going to pack it in. Although Joe Biden, President Biden came out yesterday and said they believe they should have enough ordered now because there's now three. Is it three or four? Three vaccines now? Yeah, that have been.
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, so there's three vaccines now. They've ordered more.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been contacted by both Methodist and UT about getting. They both reached out. So if you're a full-time patient.
They reached out to you?
Yeah, they just sent emails or texts.
I don't kid nothing.
You're at some janky shaman or something like that.
What are you talking about?
Your doctor's like a shaman.
No. I'm a
your general practitioner.
I'm on the board of the Brain and Bone Collaborative.
Well, if they got some new brains and bones, still
are you? No,
I don't. No, I'm a patient. I give them money.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you?
No. Yeah.
You give them money? How? You pay to be on the board?
There. You know how much you get to taste the gas to get over to
that? Doesn't go to them.
Brain and Bone Collaborative.
Is your general practitioner a shaman or not? You always say he is a CBD shaman. That's who you go
to. Not. I don't go to CBD.
You told me you go to your CBD shaman whenever you want to see what's going on with your knee.
I do go to my shaman. I get my, but listen.
Put some of the CBD grease on it, Doc.
Don't think that oil is going to prevent COVID. Okay, just so we're clear on this, okay? Let's be clear.
Who was that religious guy that had... He's the one who put together some, like...
The Bhagwan?
No. Maybe it's Kenneth Cole or whatever the crazy guy yells at people. Kenneth something.
Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, yeah. Remember, one of them was selling something that he said, this is going to cure...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got something that actually can stop COVID.
All right. All right, 10:730 ESPN, 97.5.
ESPN, 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We had a Twitch break here, and the people liked it. Yeah, where we talked to the people, where we could actually do a show that we would do on satellite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of show we would do on satellite. It was raunchy. Anyway, if you weren't on Twitch, sorry, you missed it. There's nothing we can do about that. John's doctor is a witch doctor. There's something wrong with him. Some witch doctor waves a fishbone in front of your face and hopes he feels better. That is not the case. My doctor listens to this show and is a certified, wonderful doctor that is an upstanding member of the community. He's not a witch doctor.
A certified wonderful doctor.
So, yeah.
Where do you get that certification for wonderful doctor?
For wonderfulness.
Doctor? Yeah.
He got it.
That's how like Trump would. He's certified wonderful.
He's certified wonderful. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So you guys, you don't talk about my doctor being a witch doctor. All right? That's not true.
No, my daughter doesn't have Twitch. She would have literally disowned me if she heard that.
JG's doctor. Miyagi.
It's not Dr. Miyagi doing this. Rubbing his hands and then putting them on John's knee. Or is it? I don't know.
It might be. I don't know. James Harden coming to town tonight. Are y'all going? Let's go. Get on out there. It's still going to be a tough. I thought.
It's always Taco Tuesday for Dr. Joanna Ellis.
Dr. Joanna Ellis is. You see, nobody knows what you're talking about except 200 people.
Terrible.
All right. They're not. This is terrible. Dell puts out an outline for the show every day. And his first one, it says, can we call them the Houston Cuckets? I mean, they're not the Cuckets. They're not watching James
Harden. You
know,
some things are strictly for entertainment purposes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why I didn't say it on the air.
Oh, well, I did.
I know you did. I just heard you.
Yeah, I said it on Twitter.
Yeah.
So anyway, James Harden's coming to town. Are y'all going? My buddy, he sells tickets, Rockets tickets, secondary market. There was zero interest in, doesn't matter what, he couldn't have given away the Cleveland Cavaliers tickets. Couldn't give them away. It'll be interesting to see. I thought, you know what? You'll probably get face value for James Harden coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I highly doubt that, though.
Yeah.
I'm taking that back. I retract that statement.
I the more I've been thinking about this, because Jets fans can't wait to tell me how valuable their second pick is. Like, they were trying to pick a fight with me again about this because I've told them that that pick isn't as valuable this year. And the reason's simple. It doesn't have the same value because there's not a huge must-have second player in this draft.
Right.
There just isn't. There's Trevor Lawrence. And they just are – I am the dumbest, worst person that's ever lived.
Well, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Right. And they're telling me how valuable it is, and I'm like, cool, sit down and make a pick then. Man, if it's that valuable, you guys need to use it. Oh, no, I mean, but it's more valuable, a 25-year-old quarterback. Yeah, exactly. That's way more valuable. Deshaun Watson's way more valuable.
Way more.
The second pick, I think they missed my point. And every time they tell me how much value, I just say, then pick Zach Wilson and how good Zach Wilson is. Then pick him. You need a quarterback. Pick Zach Wilson and keep all your picks. It's so valuable.
Yeah.
It's so valuable. And the problem is the draft picks. I've said this before. You can talk about draft picks, but then when you put a name to them and then you compare them, it doesn't look as good. The James Harden thing is really starting to – I'm really starting to realize, man, all these draft picks that you're getting for James, there's a pretty decent chance it's going to look similar to the first trade for James when you had Lamb and you had I'm trying to remember who all was part of it. It wasn't Royce White. It was Lamb.
Yeah.
Kevin Martin. The first trade that sent the guys over for James Harden, it's looked at as one of the worst trades. You know, this could become the Rockets trade with the Nets could become that. Where if you get all these first round players and they're not really all that and you don't hit on them, it's going to come off looking really bad. Like,
yeah.
The first round picks sound
you
good
really
in theory.
Like 7 years to do it, though.
Well, that's the other thing is, does it really give you a chance to build?
I mean, well, I guess the risk was, is Jared Allen and Caris LeVert, are they going to be what? Are they really going to be equal to a James Harden? And then, but you would still have gotten all those
picks. But you know what you have.
You would have still gotten all those picks as well.
Yeah.
But you would have gotten, players that you could actually use right now and maybe would, well, Caris LeVert with his kidney and the spot on it or whatever it was, we'll see whether or not how he comes back. Name the last time you traded for the best player. And the team that traded won. You traded for a Hall of Fame player. Maybe the last time is Herschel Walker. As many picks as the Cowboys got, and they used them to build a championship team. They had to hit on all those, and they did. They did a wonderful job with those picks.
When you trade
the best player, you lose. Who won, the Lakers?
But
with
that's
LeBron,
literally,
or all the guys that they gave New Orleans.
But
who
that's
won?
Like an all timer, though. That's like an all timer.
I mean, Anthony Davis, not LeBron. Who won? Who won that deal?
Lakers.
Obviously. The Lakers won. They won a championship.
But actually, there was some value in that trade.
Yeah, but they won a championship with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I know, but they weren't going to be able to keep Anthony Davis, so you had to get as much as you could, and they actually got a decent package.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff. But there's a lot of times you don't have no choice. You got to trade a guy, whatever the case may be. He's coming up to the end of the contract, whatever the case may be. There's a lot of reasons for trading, but the fact of the matter is when you get the best player, you get the better end of the deal. And so whoever gets Deshaun is getting the better end of the deal.
Right.
Period.
Yeah, and that's why look, when you do the math and say, wait a minute, they're going to take, like, it's my understanding that the Texans will take a $22.5 million cap hit this year and next year?
All I saw was this year. All I saw, but so I don't know. I'm not even going to mess with salary.
I need to double check that because
Florio's
that makes it even worse.
It's a $20 million hit.
That makes it even worse. Right. That would make it, it's already bad. It's already basically 50, just based on the cash, which is, you know, $27 million, and then the cap hit, which is 22 and a half. It's a $50 million hit to move Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And then you probably don't get enough back to make player for player swap work. Like, I don't think people are really, all the Rapunzels who are trying to rescue Deshaun with ground cover from the helicopter firing down onto the.
Isn't it Prince Charming that saved Rapunzel?
I don't know which prince did it. I thought Prince Charming was Cinderella. I don't know. Sleeping Beauty was Prince Charming, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well then, okay. So he's
there's sleeping. Always some prince saving some
Porzingis
Disney.
Porzingis is Sleeping Beauty. Got to save him.
He's tired.
Yeah. He's always tired. Somebody's got to save somebody at all times.
Right.
And now it's Deshaun that has to be saved. And Deshaun, basically, that's fine. Save him. But the first thing you need to do is come up with $20 million cash to help offset. Like, that should be an automatic. The Texans should say, we want $20 million offset to help offset the $27 million. I mean, we're eating $7 million of a signing bonus for a contract he's not even going to play. So we want $20 million cash, okay? Then we are going to want 3 first-round picks, 2 players, and maybe a 6th that turns into a 4th. Something like that. And then we say... And then you basically say, let us know. Mm-hmm. And when everyone says, that's outrageous. Look, do you want to rescue the prince or princess or whatever from the tower or not? Or do you want him to die here with the Texans? If you want to rescue him, come up with $20 million. That's what I'm – if I'm Cal – never mind. If I'm somebody mm-hmm. who's influencing Cal, mm-hmm. I would say, Cal, you know he's got $27 million of your dollars, right? You want to ask for $20 million of it back? I think that would be prudent. Because why should Cal have to foot the bill? He's the one who said, hey, Deshaun, we'll give you this contract. We want to give this to you. We don't want to have to franchise. We want to do right by you. Okay. And then Deshaun wants to leave before that time even gets here. Well, Deshaun should have to get – then look, let's do this then. Whoever wants to trade for you, just give our money back. That was for the next contract. Mm-hmm. That's fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to – get any part of that contract and you want Deshaun traded, then at least pick up the $27 million signing bonus.
Okay.
And then they can give it to you, Deshaun.
So the reason that the Texans haven't traded Deshaun Watson yet, they can't. If they were to trade him now to the 49ers or any other team, the Texans would take on $21.6 million in dead cap money. That's just this year. If they were to keep him, they'd pay him only $15.94 million in 2021, which means trading him now would cost the Texans almost $6 million more than keeping him. So, of course, they haven't traded him yet. But things will change on June 1st.
Yeah, okay.
On that date, the Texans can trade Watson and take on a dead cap hit of just $5.4 million, meaning if they trade him on June 1st or after, they will save more than $10 million in cap space. So the Texans have to wait until June 1st at the earliest to trade Watson.
Where are you getting that from?
This is the 49ers Fan Nation.
Well, but are they getting it from somewhere over the cap or?
Yeah, I don't
spot
know.
Track?
I don't know who they're not, they haven't credited.
They quote anybody. Somebody.
They haven't credited anybody. So
that would make more sense.
That makes a lot more sense. But with his, I guess because the other contract hasn't kicked. I don't care. The cap is.
Oh wait. But if you gave him $27 million in signing bonus, then that's going to elevate. Why would that not hit you?
Well, that's the 5.4. That's the 5.4 right there. And I don't know what – after June 1st, I know that it also goes over to next year.
No, I understand yeah. all that. It just takes you out of this year's draft.
That's right. It takes you out of the draft.
Unless, did they pull the NBA thing and they say, hey,
yeah.
draft players for us, and then we'll trade you.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
That's the thing you would have to do and not tell anyone about.
Right. Hey, you know what season it is? It's pest killing season. That's what it is. All right. And McGrath Pest Control wants to do the killing. Right now, you might want to gear up against fleas. Against termites, mosquitoes. Of course you want to gear up against all these. They kill everything. Love Scott McGrath. Love what he does. I use him at my house. You should use him too. I don't know what your – I know this. The owner of the company is available to you, okay? You can't say that with these national firms. Is there any accountability? I don't know. I do know that there's plenty of accountability at McGrath Pest Control because Scott McGrath is right here. You hear the commercials with the it's the guy, he sounds like it's all a joke. What's not a joke is that Scott McGrath is going to kill them bugs, and he's going to kill them, and if he can't kill them, he's going to come back and do it again, and he's going to do it again, and he's going to do it again. You are going to get those bugs killed. Scott McGrath doesn't lose against bugs. He is undefeated. He destroys bugs. And so if you're looking for that kind of guy with accountability in the city of Houston, 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Almighty Dollar in the Twitch said, what do y'all think? What do y'all think Cal's gamer tag is? What do you think, Dell? What's Cal's gamer tag?
Anything I say is going to be extremely insulting. What could be a realistic gamer tag from Cal? Nah, nothing I say will be complimentary.
What about TX Bala?
He would spell it ER, though. He wouldn't go Bala.
Yeah.
So, lead story, we've totally forgotten. The Texans have they've locked up their running back position.
So what they did was... they lowered the cap figure. It's a little over $6 million. It's got some incentives that would push it up another four.
David Johnson. They restructured his contract so that it's $4.25 million in fully guaranteed money. It could be worth up to $6 million.
Oh, that's what it is. It could be, but that's a smart deal. So what's happening right now is they're getting things cleaned up. You know, Mick Maynard is the lead matchmaker for the UFC. He lives here in town. He's a huge, huge Texans fan. He texts me every other day about Deshaun. This has been so stressful for him, the Deshaun stuff. One day he's starting to turn the corner about maybe trade him. The next day he's freaking out about Deshaun possibly being traded. And anyway, yesterday I got a text where he just said, I'm in the middle of prospects. He goes, they're putting in work, aren't they? And I said, I didn't know what he was referring to. And I said, who? He goes, the Texans. I said, no, they're just going to be hanging. I thought he was referring to a Deshaun Watson thing. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, the cap cuts and the salary caps. Oh, and I didn't realize. So I searched, and sure enough, it was David Johnson. But, yeah, they're doing what real GMs do. Like, this is what a GM does is Nick Caserio basically is just saying, okay, cut.
Well, especially on this
restructure.
Team.
I was very happy he cut Nick. I didn't know if he'd cut Nick Martin.
Yeah. No. Well, and especially on this team, the mess that you've been left.
Yeah.
You have no, there's, you got to clean this whole roster up.
See, when you're.
I don't know that anybody's had a bigger job than Nick Caserio had. I mean, he's probably like, oh my God, now, we got to get rid of our starting center. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Backup running back. He's making way too much. Oh, we gave up a third rounder. Great. We gave up a third rounder for him. Great. We had him for 2 years. Okay. That's a third rounder. Oh, good. David Johnson. Wow. What are we going to do with this? Okay. We lost DeAndre Hopkins for this. And this is what you this is what you've left me. Congratulations. He's got so much. This ain't just scraping away a little bit. This is full-blown surgery that this dude is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Full-blown surgery on an organization that is that was just left. I mean, honestly, I don't know who left who worse. Daryl for Rafael or or Bill O'Brien for Nick Caserio?
Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien, because you still
look
had
at the Rockets now.
You still had. Well, because they eventually traded their commodity, so right. Now we got to find out what comes from that.
Now Nick has to do the same thing.
I think that's actually a hard question. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know because in basketball, once you have to get rid of your star, like.
And look at the star they had to bring on.
I don't know. You were left with a team that had just competed for the playoffs, and then you traded. You still had Russell Westbrook.
Let's not forget the Texans are just a year away from being in the playoffs.
But they're a decade away.
Yeah, basically. Now the Rockets.
I mean, when you look at
the Rockets are 2 decades away.
Yeah, but they traded two of their. They had to trade one bad contract guy, Russ, for a bad contract injury guy, and then they traded. We'll see what happens with the picks coming. I don't know. I don't know who left them in a worse shape. I don't know. I just know that they were left in. It's really actually similar cap problems, roster talent problems,
everything.
Superstar problems. Like the whole thing was an issue. But I would say when you look at what the Texans are trying to do, it shows a confidence. Like a guy who's been through this before. These are confident moves by Nick Caserio to cut a starter. See, what a lot of people, well, we can't cut him. Who are we going to play there?
What's the difference?
This is what Bill O'Brien did. We got to give Nick Martin money. We can't lose Nick Martin. You know what? You know what another guy would have said? We'll let Nick Martin.
How much worse was
Whitney Merciless? Well, we don't have another guy on the roster right now. You know what? Nick Caserio would have said, we're not giving Whitney Merciless. We'll go get somebody off free agency. That's fine. We're not giving Whitney Merciless another contract.
Or we'll just draft a guy in the third round that can do fourth round what can do what Whitney's doing.
We don't have another wide receiver. Well, I guess we'll just give a second rounder to for Kenny Stills. Like, these are moves of somebody who lacks confidence. Nick Caserio knows
confidence, intelligence.
Well, it's both, yeah. But Nick Caserio knows, well, confidence in being able to replace that. Nick Caserio knows, oh well. Get rid of Nick Martin. I'll find somebody that's capable of replacing him at a lower number.
Greg Blash or Greg?
Greg Mance.
Greg Mance.
Yeah.
How much worse was Greg Mance? Honestly.
No, honestly, he wasn't that much worse. And, you know, I think right now, you know what else he knows? This is what else Nick Caserio knows. He was on the Patriots when they got David Andrews. And I remember giving David Andrews, like, I thought he might. He was just so undersized that I wondered if he could make it in the league. He's been a starter for the Patriots for the last 6 years. They got him either seventh round or as a free agent. You know what Nick Caserio recognizes? We can go get somebody in the fifth or sixth who can be a starter. You know what the Texans gave up for Chris Myers? A sixth to the Denver Broncos.
And he was He was a good center. He went to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he is their best center ever. Yeah. He is their best center ever. Yeah. Shout out to Steve McKinney.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he did go to the Pro Bowl. He was perfect for that offense, too. You can find centers. They're not hard. I'll give you some names right now if you want. I can tell you some guys who can play guard or center for you that could step in and start this year. Yeah. And you can get them in the fifth round.
Yeah. Yep. This is full-blown surgery that Nick Caserio is performing right now. Let's get Chris. I'll be interested to see what he does with Whitney. A dude that's not can't even get on the field at the end of the
game. I know, but he costs more to get rid of him than keep.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Love your show. Hey, so I hope we do the Carolina Panthers or the Dolphins trade, but I was really sitting here thinking after yesterday's show and Dell's comment earlier, like, I just wonder in the trade room, is it going to be like, Lance, when a trade happens, is it going to be like Kyle, Jack, and Nick all in a room? Is that usually how it works? And then if so, is Nick proposing the trade and where Kyle has to sign off on it? And then do you see, like, Jack walking in the room with, like, an adult-sized cozy cube like my three-year-old had? Say, look, Kyle, look what I got you. And then Kyle gets, like, distracted and then does whatever trade Jack wants to do versus what Nick wants to do. My second question is, I'm a less melanated male. I'm a Caucasian male.
Yeah.
I feel like in this city, we're the only city we've had Uncle Drayton and now Kyle. Like, we literally have bumbling idiots for owners. It drives me nuts, and I was wondering what a phone call with Uncle Drayton and Kyle might sound like when it comes to talking about trades.
Oh, my gosh. Uncle D would – I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there'd be a lot of yucking it up between those two.
No. There's.
Yeah, money. I don't have money.
There is no
There is no money here in baseball. Okay. No money in baseball.
First of all, yucking it up.
You think Cal's the type to yuck it up?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I think he laughs at things
Cal, there's lots of pictures of.
No.
There's lots of pictures of Cal smiling.
Cal laughs at things. He laughs at things he doesn't understand. Drake would say something. He would just laugh.
And he
would
understand.
I guarantee you he would call Cal McNair a hoot. If they were together and Cal starts laughing at some, when Drayton starts pulling some of his ham-handed, you know, I don't know about you, but I never had money for anything. This city wanted me to pay for this and that and the other, and well, I was just trying to scratch by. I don't know if it's the same for you. You are a hoot. You are a funny guy, and because he's all excited because he's laughing at all of Drayton's stuff. Hey, what's the difference between a Japanese second baseman and Craig Biggio? One of them's got anal fissures. Woo! How about that, Cal? You get it. You know comedy. That's what I love about you, Cal. You know comedy. And you know when somebody's being funny? What? Like, you know what I thought was real funny? That time Carlos Beltran tried to get us for more money, and we ended up getting us another Mexican Carlos. Carlos Lee. We had one Mexican Carlos trick us, so we got another Mexican Carlos. I think because they wore those sombrero hats out in left center field.
Sombreros.
Can you believe that? You are who? We should go get margaritas, virgin margaritas. I don't drink because Temple is dry.
I'll get milk.
You have milk, and I'll have a skinny Rita.
Shirley Temple?
I'll have a Shirley Temple. Absolutely. A Colorado Bulldog? Hold alcohol.
No. Uncle Drayton threw down.
He did?
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, yeah.
I saw him,
multiple times.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Uncle D and his wife would sit after games and have a few vodkas.
Really?
Oh, Uncle D, he liked to partake a little bit. Oh, yeah.
Never mind. I'll have a White Russian and don't hold anything. Double it. Woo!
I'll have the milk and chocolate. You got chocolate?
I love this guy. He's having chocolate milk. You are a hoot, Cal.
Milk and chocolate? That's how you would describe it?
You know what that's called? Chocolate milk, Cal. You can put milk and chocolate together. You can buy them already mixed. You don't have to put that powder in. Remember you ever put that powder at that quick?
The bunny.
Yeah, the bunny. That's right. Not the one. He's the bunny, but he's not the one with the batteries that was banging on that drum or whatever.
I like him.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Cal. You and I have a lot in common. That bunny was something else. But then, the one with the big floppy ears and you pried open. Yeah. Did your mom ever put you a scoop of strawberry in there?
Still does.
Did you ever? Hey, Cal, let me ask you this question. Did you ever put some fruity pebbles in your milk and just let them get soggy, eat them up? And then you had fruity milk.
Cocoa pebbles.
Yeah, you like cocoa pebbles?
Uh-huh.
I had
sugar
cocoa pebbles on disc.
Sugar smacks.
We had, sugar smacks were good, too. They didn't go as soggy in the milk. Yep.
Soggy milk.
I like
all right,
you.
That was...
I like you, D-Cal.
Yeah, I like
the worst GM, Bill O'Brien or Timmy P? There's no question. Tim Papur was incredible.
Bill O'Brien.
He was incredible compared to Bill O'Brien.
You know who's the best GM? Rick.
Pew, 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 pew.
Rick
Martin.
Rick,
Rick and Michelle. So Texas Star Grill Shop is where I really was able to... take the barbecuing to the next level. They can do the same thing with you. They got a great spring sale going on right now. And all you have to do is go see you can go to TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com. But right now, they've got awesome opportunities for you to take advantage of these amazing Easter, spring sale with Easter right around the corner. They have, that's the number one brisket holiday, right? Well, Heart Brand Wagyu is the big difference maker, and Texas Star Grill Shop's truckload deals have arrived, and you've got a chance to take advantage of their great beef that they have, the Heartland Wagyu. What an amazing cut of meat. That's right there at one of their shops. How about you get a Pits and Spits? It's the best Houston-made barbecue grill that you're going to find, and they set the bar with Texas-style heavy-duty construction. Wood pellet grills are one of the things that they're selling there. You've got the Traeger Timberline 1300 sale, and you can experience the D2 difference. Napoleon Grills have changed the game with upcoming launch of Phantom Grills. Go check that out. Listen, there are so many different types of grills, whether it's gas, it's wood, it's charcoal, it's wood pellet, so many different ones to choose, and their experts will help you choose the right one. And just keep this in mind, they're all so heavy duty that when you get one, they're going to last you for a long, long time, and the cooking is so unbelievably consistent that you are going to get high-quality barbecue time in and time out. Make sure you go to TexasStarGrillShop.com with four locations around the Houston area, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.